Bob.
Yes, Mr. President.
Have you had a chance to read the report on the supersonic?
I have indeed. You asked me to, and I did.
Do you feel that we ought to notify these companies right away that we're not going to accept bids on January the 15th and postpone them, or should we go and take bids?
I know that Gene Black and Osborne strongly urge that the companies be notified.
Halliby strongly urges they not be.
And I suspected that would be the case. Pierre Salinger just hung up the phone a moment ago.
Yes, I told him I wanted to talk to you, and he misunderstood me.
Oh, I'm sorry. He told me that he wanted me to read Halliby's report, which I haven't read yet, or haven't seen.
He says, I urge you to hold the report within the White House until after the manufacturer's proposals are received on January the 15th. An exception should be made for Secretary McNamara, who recommended the Black-Osborne study. It may then be circulated for comment equivalent to publication and all its proposals considered deliberately and without last-minute changes in the current competition. Here are my reasons. We should not break faith with Congress, who voted $60 million on the President's proposal, and my extensive testimony representing that a full-scale design competition would be held and proposal be open January 15, 64. Although all your recommendations, President Kennedy, were not adopted, as I wish they had been, you signed the Independent Offices Bill containing this program on the day you received the report. The Budget Director will confirm that we have faithfully presented the President's program despite personal preference and have consistently stated there would be no deviation unless decided by the President. You would be in an unnecessarily vulnerable position before the public and the Congress if after 90% of the proposed work had been done at company's expense in accord with President Kennedy's ground rules, you were to announce an approximate increase of $150 million, the taxpayer's share of the initial cost, and a 6 months delay in the competition with the British, French, and Russians without even seeing the bids requested by President Kennedy with congressional concurrence. You are fully protected in the request for proposals against most of these things feared by Black and Osborne. You may reject all the proposals and send out a new request, or you may terminate the program because the proposals do not meet the standards of the public interest, or you may direct the best bid be negotiated as you originally proposed. Also, the present program very clearly divides the phase of detailed design competition from the next phase of actual prototype construction test. Finally, you have deliberately been kept free to present to Congress whatever revision of the program you desire next spring when hearings are to be held in any case. Although it has not been possible for you to give me an appointment during the past 4 days, I continue to be most anxious to report on the trip to London and Berlin and Moscow, including supersonic transport developments in the UK and USSR, to go over FAA's program of economy for 64, and to arrange for safety facilities at Johnson City Airport. As is our practice, we can take off on 20 minutes' notice. Any Halliby.
Mr. President, I rather lean in this instance, and it's one of the few instances, to Chief Halliby's point of view. I think that probably there's no legal obligation on you or the government to accept any of these proposals, and I don't see the advantage, frankly, at this point, rejecting them before they're due and before you're really prepared to say how you want to organize to handle the program.
Well, seems to me.
I think they should come in. I'd like to do this if it's agreeable with you. I'd like first to call Black and Osborne this afternoon on the telephone, talk to them, then talk to the Bureau of the Budget, make sure I'm right on the legal position that you are in relation to these proposals. And finally, I'd like to talk to Bill Allen, president of Boeing, and check what I understand to be the case. That is, that Boeing is so disgusted with the form of the proposal, they're not even going to turn one in. And if that be the case, you have a perfect ground on rejecting the others because Boeing is a prime contender.
What I thought you ought to do is get a copy of this memorandum and carefully study it, then talk to Black and Osborne, and then talk to the budget, and then talk to Halliby, and say to Halliby that you understand he's made this recommendation and Black's made this recommendation. And as I gathered, Black's viewpoint is it's very unfair in the light of Oxcart to take these bids without these people having had sufficient time to utilize all the information that has been developed. And that you're making them waste a lot of money. That's unnecessary. It shouldn't be. And you ought to tell them now rather than get them right up to the lick log and tell them and then take advantage of.
I think that's Black's view. My rebuttal to that would be, well, you've let them go for several months. 2 more weeks isn't going to help hurt any.
Well, it finalizes the bid, so I mean, it brings them in.
Well, let me check on it and call you back, Mr.
I expect maybe you're right, but I just... Black is a very sound man, and you've got him into this thing. Now, what I think we ought to do, and I this is just my thought, and I have no experience in this corporate financing and nothing in building airplanes and all that, but my own thought is we ought to organize a... we ought to try to have an authority like you have with your satellite corporation. And that you ought to have Black on it, and you ought to have Halliby on it, and you ought to have McCone on it because of his operations, and maybe Dillon because of the money and the French and the English. But you ought to be the boss of it, and then you ought to get you a junior McNamara to run it, where it doesn't take all your time, and then I'd have confidence and go to sleep at night. Now, if you don't, I just don't have enough confidence in any of these other fellas to feel happy about it, and I think that was the previous president's position. At least that's what he told me.
Well, I'll try to get this something organized for you, so when you get back, I can lay it in front of you.
All right, then.
I'll get on this particular problem of these bids and call you back.
Then after you do that, after I get your judgment, and after you've read his letter, and after it's your considered opinion what ought to be done, if I can buy it, then I'll let him come on down here to get this off his chest.
All right, sir, fine.
But I don't want to see him and talk to him until I get your opinion.
I'll get something.
Bye.
Very good.